your son Tom Mott with me. It is located again here on my left-hand side, this wonderful banner. And I want you to repeat after me. We are the church.
We are the church.
With open doors.
With open doors.
Where hearts are healed.
Where hearts are healed.
Souls are saved.
Souls are saved.
And God is praised.
And God is praised.
Amen. Amen. Healing hearts, saving souls, praising God. That sounds like good news to me.
Amen.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, our good and gracious God, we come before you, who is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end of all that we know to exist, asking in the sweet and precious name of Jesus that you will be with us and stand by us throughout yet another preaching moment. Be with us, Father, that we might have the eyes to see and the ears to hear a word from on high, a word from on high about what is real and what is fake in this life. A word from on high about the truth of Jesus and the illusion of all other things. A word from on high, Father, that will edify us in our faith, embolden us in Christ Jesus, and aliven us in our service unto you. This we do now pray in remembrance of our ancestors who did stand and pray before us. For God our God who is, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, church, today on this Youth Sunday, we turn our attention to the second letter of the Apostle Peter in the first chapter, verses 16 through 21. And I would like to talk with you for just a little bit of time from the subject alternative facts and fairy tales. Can you say that with me? Alternative facts and fairy tales. Amen. And beloved, I have to tell you that this political environment that we are in under the tenure of Donald Trump, it has me very concerned with the fact that Trump and his minions, I mean advisors, have embraced a culture of alternative facts and fairy tales. Without being partisan or trying to disparage any particular party, I'm wondering how it became so acceptable for the leader of the free world to champion the use of alternative facts or fairy tales, false truths or lies. Well, whatever it happened, we have now seen Donald and his minions boldly saying that alternative facts are acceptable. In this Trumpian era, you can talk about an overwhelming number of terrorist attacks and a crime wave in Sweden when they do not exist or they don't exist the way you portray them as alternative facts, facts that is, that aren't really facts at all, just a figment of someone's vivid imagination. Beloved, it is my hope and prayer that none of us, Republican or Democrat, white or black, rich or poor, young or old, ever gives in to the idea, the notion, that there is a place for alternative facts or flat-out lies and fairy tales in our political discourse. Amen? And church, the reason I mentioned the current climate of alternative facts and fairy tales, this climate of prevarication and obfuscation, is because some folks have accused us Christians of believing in fairy tales when it comes to our faith.
Right.
Young people, how many times have you had a friend who wasn't a believer tell you that they heard that Christianity is a bunch of fairy tales and false truths? We have been accused of alternative facts in our faith. Some people have said that the resurrection of Jesus, the Christ, is a fairy tale.
Preach, Pastor.
They say Jesus was not the God-man. His messiahship was nothing more than a clever myth. Some people have said it only looked like he died on the cross. And if he did die, then his body was stolen by the disciples themselves, and that's why we cannot find it to this day. not that he ascended unto heaven. We have been accused of believing in alternative facts and fairy tales. And church, the truth be told, that sometimes their criticisms of us are so passionate. Y'all hear me now?
Yeah.
Are so passionate that they get us to questioning what we believe and know in our hearts to be true.
Wow.
Y'all ever meet somebody like that? They are so passionate about their lies that you question your truth. Their criticisms against our faith are so impassioned and fiery that we begin to believe it, and tragically, church, some of us even leave the fold of faith. I know it is a sad truth, but it is the truth.
Yeah.
We have to recognize that there are some silver-tongued devils out there that will have the saints questioning what we believe and sometimes even leaving the faith. Yeah. I remember when I was in seminary, church, and I was reading this book by that had an insert by Emperor Julian. It was in a section entitled Against the Galileans. And yes, the title was meant to take stabs at Christians by calling us by a different name, Galileans. Emperor Julian liked to use the term Galileans, church, because he thought believers would remember the word in John 7, verse 52, where it says that no prophet comes out of Galilee and then be discouraged. Anyway, this guy, Julian, also called Julian the Apostate, said, it is, I think, expedient to set forth to all mankind the reasons by which I was convinced that the fabrication, there's that word, the fabrication of the Galileans, that's you and me, is a fiction of men composed by wickedness. Now we are the wicked. Though it has in it nothing divine. Y'all heard that, right? He said, though it has in it nothing divine, by making use of that part of the soul which loves fable and childish and is childish and foolish, it has induced men to believe the monstrous tale. You heard that, right? The monstrous tale is truth. Beloved, did you hear what this Julian, who was the last pagan emperor of Rome, had to say about us? He calls us Galileans, a place from which no prophet is supposed to emerge, so Jesus couldn't have even been a prophet, and says that the gospel we preach is a fabrication. He says it is fiction. Beloved, tell me why, as I read this passage of Julian, I saw Donald Trump accusing me and the media of fake news. But anyway, he says we are believing in what amounts to little more than a fable. And it appeals to our childish foolishness. Ouch, church. That hurt my feelings a little bit. He said we have believed in the fake news that the apostles brought to us about the God, man, Jesus. We have believed in a monstrous tale, a fairy tale that has nothing divine in it at all. That Julian was hardcore, wasn't he, church? And get this. Some folks believed him, beloved. Some folks heard what he said and jumped ship. They were lost because of his silver-tongued critique of the apostles' message about Jesus Christ and the cross. Church, you ever have somebody or something drum up doubt in your heart? Oh, I asked the question.
Yeah.
You ever have somebody drum up doubt in your heart? In Mark chapter 9, verse 24, with tears in his eyes, the father of a possessed child, after Jesus told him if he believes it, anything is possible, he said this. He said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief.
Yes, sir.
The man's son was possessed by a deaf and mute spirit, and this man believed in Jesus, but also still had doubts. That sound familiar?
Yes.
So he just declared what Jesus already knew. I believe, but help my unbelieving heart anyway. Jesus knew it, but he said, I believe, but help my unbelieving heart anyway.
Yeah.
Church, sometimes it is hard to keep holding on to your belief when you are bombarded by the non-believing and the cruel world we live in. Anybody ever been laughed at for going to church too much?
Yeah.
But church, the Apostle Peter, having heard this truth before, says this in verse 16, and this is the King James Version now. It says, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. You all heard in church. The Apostle Paul said, I need for you all to understand that we Christians do not believe in alternative facts and fairy tales. The proclamation we bring of Jesus Christ crucified, raised on the third day, and ascended to heaven to be seated on the right hand of the Father until the day he returns, was the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us God.
Yes,
Jesus wants each and every one of us to remember the truth that we have been entrusted with throughout the ages. We have been entrusted with the truth that is not to be modified or changed by anyone. And somebody needs to hear that, because y'all know how we like to change the word, right? It is not to be modified or changed by anyone. A true church about a Savior God whose righteous blood is the key to eternal life for each and every one of us. We do not believe in or report alternative facts and fairy tales. No, we have been charged by Jesus Christ himself with guarding the truth with a capital T. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20, and this is the King James Version now, church, it says, go ye therefore and teach, y'all underline that word, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching, underline that, them to observe, underline that, all things whatsoever I have commanded, underline that, you.
Yes, sir.
And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Yeah.
Beloved, we have a mandate, a command or decree from the Messiah man Jesus to teach only what he taught, to guard the truth and teach others to do the same. We, you and I, have a mandate to meticulously, y'all hear me now, to meticulously guard over the truth of Jesus, the risen Christ, for the entire world to see.
Yeah.
Despite what those haters may have to say.
Amen.
So to our critics like Julian the Apostate, and yes, even our non-believing friends and our family members today, we say you can believe what you want to believe, but we shall not be moved from, y'all hear me now, you can believe what you want to believe, but the church, you and I, shall not be moved from the eyewitness news about Jesus. Y'all caught the word play, right? Our faith will not be shaken, for we hold on to the eyewitness accounts of the first of his disciples. You might think it is a fairy tale. You might think that this is Mother Goose or Brothers Grimm. But in verses 16 through 17 of our text, in the New Living Translation, the Apostle Peter says this now. He says, we saw his majestic splendor with our own eyes. Y'all saw that, right? We saw his majestic splendor with our own eyes. When he received honor and glory from God the Father, the voice from the majestic glory of God said to him, this is my dearly loved son. One said, my beloved son who brings me joy. We ourselves heard that voice from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. Yes, beloved, we have a mandate, and we believe in the eyewitness news. about our Jesus who saves and the Father who deserves our praise.
Yes, sir.
We believe in the eyewitness news of the apostles. And we declare to the world that every word that questions Jesus is nothing but an alternative fact. It is a fairy tale.
Yes, sir.
We believe in the eyewitness news, the report about the suffering Savior God who took off glory to save us. By faith, we believe without seeing what others believe by seeing. Church, I remember when Jesus said unto Thomas, "You believe because you have seen, but blessed are those who believe and have not seen."
Amen.
We are blessed because we believe and have not seen.
Yeah.
We believe in the eyewitness news of the apostles.
Yes, sir.
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, the scripture says this, church, it says, and this is a New International Version now, it says, "Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been," excuse me, "fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitnesses,"
right,
"and servants of the Lord. With this in mind, since I myself have carefully," y'all saw that, right? "Carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I too decided to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus," which means friend of God, "so that you may know the certainty of the things that you have been taught." Did you all meditate on those famous opening words to the gospel? According to the physician St. Luke right there, church, the servant of the Lord tells us right away that he is endeavoring to do what others have done, and that is offer an orderly account of the events surrounding Jesus, the eyewitness events. Luke reveals to us that what he is writing for Theophilus, the friend of God, is information that has been handed down to him by eyewitnesses, some of which were still alive and well able to dispute anything that he got wrong.
Amen.
Y'all caught that, right?
Yeah.
Mama was on the side, ready to tell the physician, "Look, that ain't what happened." He was trying to tell somebody, "What I'm writing is the facts."
Right.
"And if it was not so, Mother Dixon would tell me."
That's right.
Our tradition of God, and y'all hear me now. Church, Luke was letting the world know that our tradition of letting them know about our tradition of God and the truth of God's word. Our tradition of God and the eyewitness news about a Savior of God against alternative facts. We have neither, y'all hear me now, we have neither the time nor the place for fairy tales and alternative facts in the church.
Amen.
We guard the eyewitness news. We guard the truth.
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all have met folks up in the church who try to preach their own gospel? I know I had to tell one, go start a church and use your name instead of Jesus's, because that ain't what the word says. Oh yeah, I told them. We have neither the time nor the place for fairy tales and alternative facts.
Yeah.
We are on a mission. A mission of life and death, and we don't take this mission lightly.
Yeah.
Young people, don't you ever be swayed by the attacks of the Julians of this world, the silver-tongued devils of this world, because they are uninformed and lost.
Yes, sir.
Hold on to your faith and guard the truth with a capital T of the word against alternative facts and fake news.
Yeah.
We, you and I, are the keepers of truth.
Yeah.
We are the stewards of God's words and his will as it has been handed down to us by the prophets and from generation and generation by the eyewitnesses,
yeah,
to what took place,
yeah,
in Jesus. Eyewitnesses, church, who told a sinner like you and a sinner like me the good news about a Savior God who took off glory one day, came down through 42 generations of man one day, took on all of our sins one day,
yes, sir,
died on an old rugged cross one day,
lie dead in a barred tomb for 3 days, one day. And got up from that same borrowed tomb with all power in his hand, power over death, power over sin, power over our own broken hearts, power over the grave, power over our sins, power over this entire world and everything in it. For the writer says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We are the guardians of God's truth. The truth that was handed down from generation to generation, from eyewitness to faith witness. Y'all heard that, right?
Yeah.
From eyewitness to faith witness. We are the guardians of God's gospel truth about Jesus the Christ, and we must be ready to defend that truth in accuracy whenever and wherever we are challenged.
Yes,
Jesus was, y'all hear me now, Jesus was the Son of the Most High God.
Yes, sir.
Jesus did suffer and die for us.
Yes.
Jesus did get up from a borrowed tomb for us with victory over sin for us.
Yeah.
Jesus did ascend to the Father that he might stand at his right hand and advocate for each and every one of us on the throne of grace. Jesus did ascend to the Father. We are saved by his blood. Y'all hear me, right?
Yeah.
We are saved. Tell your neighbor, say, we are saved by his blood. Say it like you mean to say, we are saved by his blood.
We are saved by his blood.
Yes, we are so loved by the Father that if we confess with our mouths and we believe in our hearts that Jesus Christ is Lord, we will be saved. Y'all hear me, right?
Yeah.
With if we believe in Jesus, all we have to do is confess, and the world of salvation is opened up unto us. This is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Y'all heard me, right?
Yeah.
This is not alternative facts. This is not fairy tale. This is not fake news. This is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That comes out of anybody's mouth that does not attest to and is not in accord and allegiance with this truth with a capital T of God is fake news.
Yeah.
It is an alternative fact.
Yeah.
It is a straight up lie.
Yeah.
It is prevarication and it is downright obfuscation. Oh, y'all know what I'm saying? We believe because we know.
Yeah.
We believe in the eyewitness news.
Yeah.
The eyewitness news that said you and I have been saved by a merciful and a gracious God who thought it not robbery to take our glory and walk among us, live among us, teach among us, shelter us, die for us, and rise again for us. So, faith, beloved, be meticulous. You hear me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Be meticulous.
Amen.
In your study. Be strict in your study.
Amen.
Be diligent. Be attentive in your study. Be vigilant in your study. For you are the guardians of God's truth.
Amen.